Eric Paschal, Warriors rookie, the 41st pick in the 2019 NBA draft, has become one of the true bright spots in a rough Warriors season, but he's right in the middle of everything good that is happening. A rough one last night, only 13 points in Minnesota, been dealing with a hip injury, good enough to hop on the phone with us here, and hopefully he's starting to feel better as we get into the new year. Eric, thank you for joining us. Damon Bruce, Ray Ratto, how are you doing?
Thank you for having me first. But I'm doing well. I mean, I would say I'm just glad to be back on the court, glad to be able to play basketball again. I know I had a little knick-knack injuries, but it just feels good to be able to be back on the court.
Here you are now, Eric. You're five games away from being at the halfway point. And there's an awful lot of talk about, well, right here is the rookie wall for an awful lot of guys. Are you feeling that? Or as you said, you've been dealing with injuries, and are you now maybe even oddly starting to feel better than you have at any point in the, during the year?
I would definitely say feel better just because you technically need a few days off with your body, just the games. I mean, those games are no joke. I mean, the 48-minute games – there's so many of them close together. Your body's just going through a lot. And I also feel like your rookie year will always be the longest year just because there's no real break for your body. So you're adjusting to this long season, and also you don't have a break because you go straight from your college season to pre-draft, summer league, training camp, the regular season. No real time off. So It's kind of hard for rookies, but I feel like it's, a lot of it is mental.
How much of it also is the fact that rookies, unless they are number one picks, sort of have to make an impression quickly on their new coach and their new teammates, and so they tend to play like significantly harder and maybe less efficiently sometimes to make that impression so that the wall comes quicker and harder than it would for a veteran?
I feel like, honestly, every rookie has to make that impression. I mean, I feel like you just can't take anything for granted in this league. And as a rookie, you definitely have to make your mark and earn respect throughout the NBA. So I feel like that has a lot to do with the rookie wall, just in terms of also being so mentally prepared for this long grind you're about to be a part of.
This obviously, on the night you were heard, you were drafted by the Golden State Warriors. This season probably has not turned out the way you thought a first season with the Warriors might turn out, just in terms of how competitive the team can be based on the available bodies Steve Kerr has every night. Bad news for others has turned into a huge opportunity for you. Do you get to enjoy any of this, or is this just, this is hard work each and every night, and this is a trial by fire rookie season if there ever was one for anyone?
I feel like just playing the game of basketball, you always enjoy it, but it's definitely been a great opportunity. I mean, it's just I feel like you have to take advantage of it, honestly. It's a great opportunity for a lot of young guys to show who they are and showcase their talents. But it's just fun because we have so much energy and so much young guys that just want to go out there and compete and show people wrong. I mean, we're still out there trying to win. I mean, it has nothing to do with anything else. It's, if you play a game of basketball, if you're a competitor, you're going to want to win regardless of what's going on around you.
What is the facet of your game, either small or large, that you have had to either learn or learn in a much greater detail than you did when you left Villanova?
That's a tough one. I would say driving to the basket, just in terms of the contact and like how different the NBA calls fouls than college. And I feel like that's a real big difference that people don't see is in college, if you just fall, they're going to call an offensive foul. But like in the NBA, you have to actually extend. There's all these other little rules that it's just like the NBA game is called a lot different than college.
Eric Paschal here on 95.7 The Game. Again, won a national championship at Villanova. Have you seen anybody in the NBA with a better suit game than Jay Wright?
I there's two people in the underwear staff that can dress. I'm going to say Mike Brown. He has some fly stuff on. And Zaza Pachulia.
Zaza. Yeah.
Zaza has some fly stuff. I can't lie.
The fashion plate. I mean,
yeah, Zaza's up there with that.
Hey, Eric, thank you very much for joining us, man. We're up against the clock, but we appreciate you hopping on with us. We have not been able to talk to you this year. Hopefully we get to do it another time when we got a little bit more time. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
Eric Paschal of the Golden State Warriors.